The Essenes were a wonderful community of people, predating the Bible, predating many things that we know. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The Essenes were a very interesting group of people. They were dedicated to listening to the divine within themselves, dedicated to keeping track of all of the wonderful sacred books that came to their attention, sacred writings and sacred readings. Most of these were written by themselves. They would listen to the divine within themselves, and they would write the attitudes that they had, the thoughts that they had, and they would keep them on whatever tablets they were able to write them on. One Essene community lived on a very high mountain in the Holy Lands. And on this mountain, they lived apart from all community and all of life. And they had houses. They had earthen houses that they built. And on the roofs of these houses, they had water catchers that would catch water and bring it into their cisterns. And they had the ability to do something which in later years was to save the life of a man that we know. They had plants, and they would have these plants, and these plants would be in the evening with their leaves standing out and beautiful. And toward morning, a dew would form on the leaves, and the people would go out and they would lick the dew off the leaves, and it would become the moisture for their bodies. Their amount of moisture was very limited, but they had sufficient from their plants. Now, no one in the world knew about them doing this, but they did this, and they practiced this, and this was so common, they didn't even write it down. But it was a universal awareness, a universal realization. And in later years, in current years, a man, Dr. Edmund Bordeaux Seque, who was out of the Sorbonne and out of the Vatican Library, and he was on his journey to America, his journey to the Caribbean and so forth, and his ship sank. And he and the captain were the survivors of the ship. And they were on this desert island, which had no water, which had nothing that could support their life, and they had to find a way to continue existence and to keep water in their body. And so one morning, the captain of the ship woke up and he looked out across the field, and there he saw Seque bending over and on all fours and then licking the top of the plants. And he thought to himself, well, I guess he's gone over the bend. He's gone over the edge. And he walked over to Seque and he said, Seque, what are you doing there? And Edmund lifted up his head and said, Captain, I'm having a drink of water. Won't you join me? Oh, come on now, Seque. What's that all about? And Edmund said, well, at night and toward the early morning, the leaves of these plants capture the dew in the air. This is the pure moisture. And with this pure moisture, they have it on their leaves. And then the leaves, through osmosis, receive it into their beingness, but most of it evaporates and is gone. And so I just patiently go from the leaf to leaf, from plant to plant, and lick up the moisture. And the captain says, oh, come on, come on. Come on, captain, try it before you deny it. You might find that you might really like it. And the captain, who was very thirsty, decided, okay, we'll give the old boy a time. And so he too kneeled down on all fours and began to lick the top of the leaves. And so for the next few days that they were on this desert island, until somebody came along to save them, they had sufficient water to maintain themselves in a halfway decent way. The way that the Essenes had done it, and had figured it out so many centuries before, was a universal concept, a universal thought. And that universal thought was what saved the life of Seke and the captain on the Caribbean island. He went into Mexico, and he went into Tecate, and he established a retreat there. And he had gone as a medical doctor into the islands of the Pacific, where he was attached to a leper colony as a medical doctor. And as he was attached to this leper colony, he came in at just the point where all of the other doctors and nurses were ready to have their break. And it seems unbelievable, but all the doctors and nurses took their break at the same time, leaving this newcomer all to himself on this island of lepers. And Dr. Seke listened within himself, like the Essenes had listened within themselves and found this great intelligence. And as he listened within himself, the inner voice said to him, if I were to just feed these people on the natural foods of this island alone, on the pineapples and on the coconuts and on the things that grow here naturally, they would regain their health. And so, with the help of the lepers themselves, all of the canned goods were thrown into the ocean. All of the food brought from overseas was cast away. And then he began feeding them on this diet of natural foods from the plant, from the island itself. And when the doctors and nurses returned, not too long ago, after maybe about a week or so, when they returned, Seke had completely changed the diet of all of these people, and all of them were showing the definite signs of healing and wholeness taking place in their body, and the leprosy was falling away in a beautiful manner. I'm sure the food was beneficial, but Seke changing the attitude of the people from just that they're going to die there and rot away, to that they could be healed, they could be whole, and they are. And the natural foods brought about the healing that was persistent within the people who were on the island. And soon the colony was disbanded because there were no more lepers there. As the Essenes listened within, and heard the magic of the divine within them, and wrote down the records and gave it to the mouths of many people. So today we have that same ability inside of us. And this is why the master teacher said, the things that I have done ye shall do also, and greater things than these shall you do. Because you will listen to the divine in you, and listening to the divine within you, acting upon it, and believing it and following it, you will have the magic and the miracles of the divine revelation in you all the time. This was the gift that the Essenes gave to humanity. And this was the recognition of that gift by Sekhe as he knelt down and licked the top of the leaves and found enough water to allow him to live and continue. I'm sure he lost a little weight in the process, but it was to his benefit. Bible stories are always fascinating, and they come to us in most unusual ways. And the things that the master teacher did, we shall do also. And greater things than he has ever thought of doing, we shall do. Not really that he had ever thought of doing, but that he had the time to do in the short span of 3 years that he demonstrated his ministry. Our ministry goes on eternally. Join with me in licking the morning dew off of the leaves and finding in the natural foods of life itself the healing blessings that are there for each of us. All the revelation of the Bible stories that we read today from the Bible in our heart. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.